Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back to one of their great songs, Peg. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world's happy about that, too, by the way. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Look Up America is his new book, among others, that he's written. He's the founder of Financial Seminary. He's an ethical investor. It's what he does for his clients, is help them make investments in things that that meet certain profiles of ethical behavior, the product of the management of those companies. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and I appreciate you being here again, Gary. We're talking, in the previous segment, we were talking about, you were telling us about what the real net worth of America is, of the United States is, and you were talking about some of the ways that that we could alleviate our debt, and you said when we went to the break that America's financial problem is not financial, it's political.
Absolutely.
Tell us what you mean. Explain yourself, Lucy.
Well, I told you about George W. Bush's budget. The last one he was in the White House, he said the federal debt is relatively small in the scope of our assets. He said our assets are $120 trillion, which means it's roughly a 10% mortgage on our assets. Now, we can debate that all day, but here's what I want you to know.
So he's saying all of America's assets, public and private, $120 trillion.
Yeah, and they've been putting that out forever.
Yeah.
But now here's what I want you to know. Donald Trump, not long ago, for the Discovery Channel, came out and estimated all of America's wealth with a private estimate. Now, remember, he's a right-wing Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't think he understood the political ramifications of what he's doing. But he, on Discovery Channel, he estimated America's assets, and he said it was the first time anybody had ever estimated America's assets, but that's kind of Donald's ego talking because we've done it forever.
Right.
The World Bank does it, the IMF does it, Washington does it, but the Donald put the number at $280 trillion. Okay? Now, here's what I want you to know. Just last week, I'm working on a new seminar series, and I'm trying to explain this to people. The History Channel comes out and estimates the value of the global natural resources, just the natural resources,
just the resource, not any kind of manufactured asset, but
no.
Just raw planet Earth.
Way to see it is here's what God gave us to work with.
Right.
Okay.
What E.F. Schumacher called planet Earth.
Okay.
Space. He called it spaceship Earth.
Yeah. Now, in essence, you're using space terminology, Jim, but the way the ancients saw it was the prophets went to the mountaintop to look down and see all this from a better perspective, what we call
right.
a divine perspective in religious mm-hmm. circles. Here's what Moses might tell us today, okay, according to the History Channel. You have $1.5 trillion worth of food. You have $14 trillion worth of precious metals, which are gold, silver, etc. You have $24 trillion worth of what's called rare earth elements, which is the little stuff that makes our cell phones and stuff work. You have $93 trillion worth of granite, limestone, and stuff to build buildings with. You have $135 trillion of base metals, which is copper, iron, etc. Get this. You have $269 trillion of timber. You have $717 trillion of fossil fuels.
How much was that last one?
$717 trillion. You have $5,618 trillion worth of fresh water, one of the worst world.
What was that last one?
$5,618 trillion of fresh water. Add it all up, Jim, and basically call it $7,000 trillion. Now notice something. That does not include our earth. It doesn't include air. It doesn't include salt water and so on.
It doesn't include the ecosystem. I mean the natural
wildlife.
Elements of the ecosystem.
There you go.
The oxygen and things like that.
It was roughly $1 million per human on Earth. And here's the important part. It does not include the most valuable resource of all, which is human creativity.
Mm-hmm.
But that's seven, what's called quadrillion, but nobody knows what that number is. But to measure our assets as opposed to our liabilities, we got to have a new word. But it's in essence 7,000 trillion.
And that's just Spaceship Earth.
There you go.
That's not the stuff on top of it.
Yeah, and it's not even the Earth, Jim. That's the amazing part. I mean, can you imagine if that would have included the Earth or the air?
So I'm
or
imagining
sunshine, Jim.
I'm imagining. All right, I'm imagining somewhere out in space, there's a galactic market, and they put a value. Somebody's got to put place a value on Earth, and they're trading Earth and as a they've securitized a bunch of planets, Gary. They've securitized a bunch of planets, and Earth is one of them. And they just heard what you said, and the stock just went up.
Well, Jim, I do think everybody says we are so negative thinking, Jim, that we basically say the only reason the stock market's going up is the Fed's printing money.
Right.
Yes, that has something to do with it, Jim. But the reality is, you know, Sir John Templeton, our mutual friend, used to say that we Americans get up in the morning, read the morning newspaper, and get all the negatives about the world, because if it, you know, it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead, and then we're miserable all day.
Yep.
And he used to lay in bed and think of all the ways God
blessed. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what do we got to do to make, you know, some people, what do you say to the people who say, yeah, we got all this stuff, but it's not very well distributed? I'm going to get you to answer that question, Mr. Ethical Investor, after these messages. Gary Moore and I will be right back, folks. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.